Captain's log. Put the earphones on. September 15, 2001. Suppose, just suppose, we were to conceive ourselves as knights of resolution. The method in our fight to open minds, our opponents to close them. Death is their ultimate weapon. Those who oppose us. Suppose we were to take upon ourselves speaking hypothetically, even as we do it, the task of resolving the dispute of Osama bin Laden one man in the distance, one man understand the significance. We have entered an age in which technology allows one man to do enormous damage. How do we prosecute Osama bin Laden in the theater of the mind? How open is our court to his plea? Is it blasphemy to ask the question? The question is our weapon. Conferred upon us by academic freedom. Supported by Harvard. This community I see about me. Have about me. Feel about me. Live in. I say our best strategy in this fight is to make ourselves a target of love, not of hate. The more people that love us, the stronger the network of those who support us. The broader to envelop those who would hate us in the theater of our minds. Theirs and ours. How can we send a message to the heart of darkness? Kurtz. Name of my class. My prediction of their preference. But we'll see. How can we spark the interest of the entire sentient Muslim world? Those with access enough to hear our message. is Osama bin Laden's hatred rational? Is it possible to be rational but not right? What the consequence of being wrong? Frank Vogel, professor of the two mosques, offers to convince you, Alan Dershowitz, is it blasphemy to put the question to a civil libertarian like you? Here we come, Harvard Law School. Do we have the heart and strength to believe in ourselves? And the idea of law. To make the resource of our minds available I walk around the porch outside the Berkman Center. Next door in this building my academic brothers and sisters, from Islam, There is a family dispute in the Bin Laden family between Osama and his brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts. But you do have to say, the boy has gone off and made a name for himself. You do have to say, play the hypothetical game. Be the family. On the other side of this family dispute. You do have to say, the boy's made a name for himself. Who ever thought he would go this far? Soaring to the top of the charts of name recognition. Producing new vision of reality art. Using all American technology to do it. With what weapons shall we ride this technology wave? Should we come in with rocket ships blazing? Look who is the storyteller in this story. Who is author of this narrative? Which part of the story is most predictable? Their part or ours? And if predictable, then in whose control? Has America been captured? By Bin Laden's move? Is he now director of our play? How America answers this question. Will express its true identity. To meet our challenge, we must appeal to two audiences. On one hand, the audience in the United States of America. That is putting pressure on to drop the bomb. Make 'em say uncle. At the barrel of a gun in their mouth. And then pull the trigger. Go for more. But perhaps I should let Alan define his own audience. His premise that the world runs on implacable hatred. The only way to beat it to kill it. Let Alan play the game. Serious game. An identity game. Alan will tell you how he harmonizes his principles of civil liberties with his willingness to kill. Whose army is he marching in? His own or Osama bin Laden's? So, okay. Point your fingers at Neville Chamberlain. He didn't really know how to do it. Knowing it was Hitler. No way. He was going to pull it off. He didn't even have a strategy to have his strategy of peace reach Hitler's supporters. Yes, my premise would be that with today's technology, we could still have beaten Hitler. Anytime we had sufficiently focused our attention upon him, from the time he first came to notice in 1923, at any time up until a second issue right behind. Phil Hyman. Going on too long about racial profiling. His message that it's a necessary evil, inevitable, built in to the investigation trade. By the architecture of relevance. David Baron. Young champion. To take him on. We bring you this offering, this media contribution multimedia. We put it out for access in multimedia forms. Audio stream for radio signal. Text stream. For news in print. Still photos. Then motion for TV. Coming to the world from Harvard. Larry Summers, president. Harvard Law School. Dean Robert C. Clark. In honor of Jack and Lillian Berkman, who put up the money to lift us off. Personally dedicated to my sister Ivy, whose love lifted me. May be late into the arena. But then again, maybe not. Spell it with a K in text. Image of the trefoil. Problem of the three hats. Learn to play the game. Watch it played. Hone your ability. To see from the other side. Have faith that this is a process that leads to peace. Reconciliation. Resolution. Alan posits implacable hatred in the mind of our individual enemy. No more wants to persuade him rationally than he wants to persuade Hitler. But is the same true of his supporters? How solid is their support? Does every man around Osuma fully share his hatred? Suppose an idea was capable of dividing Osama's supporters. So much so that they began thinking about and talking about the division. First amongst themselves and then in groups. What would happen to Osama's support for violence as the only way? What makes these people do it? Other than their hate. What are their other motives? If the answer is they're poor, they have nothing else. They are desperate to help their families. And here is method. Do we have another method to offer? What have we got that could offer the fellow considering suicide? As a way to help his family. Maybe America has nothing. Suppose instead that the young man is affluent. Not necessarily rich, but on the other side of poverty. What would impel him along? What suicide offer can we make to him? Says Osama. is the answer. Alan has statistics. So yes, this is an idea coming at you in one media and another. Part of the idea, how to build it. What is the question? The answer to that question is the process by which to answer it. We believe in the process of the law. Good process. Fair process. We put Osama bin Laden on trial in open court. The connected world, our jury. We proceed by standards of fair play. Not by simulating American trial process. But by organizing an idea into reality. Osama bin Laden. You made your attack through the media. We want to attack you back. We know there is no explosion. that would convince you. Accept your own. And even that you will take as punctuation on your story. Like Socrates goading his prosecutors and his jury to string him up. Christ on the cross. Who are the Pharisees? Our president has asked Pakistan to open up, and Pakistan has said yes. Let Pakistan open to media. Saudi Arabia. Open up to us. Let our message through. Amplify it with true character. Send it on. Who will help us? Offer technology to any country that will open to our message. Radios to the people. That's not so hard. News in print. Not hard either. Television set. much of the world has those. Internet. That we can work on. So, how do we do it? I should speak to Bob. Dean Robert C. Clark. We should go together to see Larry Summers. Let Larry Summers carry the message up. To reach our president. Arrange a meeting. What support beyond Harvard would be good to have in our pocket when we sit down with George Bush at that meeting? What companies do we have behind us? What other universities? How do we convince the strategists of the Pentagon that this is a war to be fought in the mind? America's might is in media. We must claim it back from bin Laden. Can we do it with a bigger bang? Change medium. Monday, September 17. We are playing the ultimate mind game. And Osama starts way ahead. Understanding that battle in mind space is a contest for realities. For identity, Osama plays the martyr game. Martyrdom as the end of his story. He knows there is no out front. His life to be a legend. That comes down to his children. The millions of Osamas already born and named. Already growing up. Toward adulthood. In this cyberspace, we now must learn to inhabit. I was born in 1939. I remember when America was loved. I saw it traduced by evil spirit. And the ideal of my childhood was gone. But not forgotten. Alive as a thread in our past. A concept. Different from the one we see here before us now. Open generous rooted in our constitution. Object of love, source of it. We're late. Where's Charlie? So. I would like to be the teacher of every son of Osama. Teach by Socratic method. Even recognizing that Socrates died of martyrdom to knowledge. Is America a place where we dare not speak? For fear of our rush to judgment. a crime has been committed against us. Deep crime. We have been assaulted. How should we respond?